It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Today is the day early voting starts here in New York and for the first time ever in New Jersey. Joining us now with everything you need to know is WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with New Jersey, where voters will be able to vote early in person for the first time. I mean, you could mail a ballot early last year, but this is different.
Yeah, that's the big distinction here, David. You know, it was just this year that New Jersey passed legislation to allow for 9 days of early voting. There are early voting locations in each county. The dates are October 23rd today through October 31st, just like here in New York. But the catch is, if you registered to vote by mail in 2021 for the general election, you needed to opt out of that option by August 31st, which is obviously a while ago. So for more information about voting and particularly early voting today in New Jersey, go to vote.nj.gov.
Okay, I'm writing that down, vote.nj.gov. I'll check on that as soon as we finish here. And in New York, what do voters need to know about early voting? This is old news for New Yorkers, right?
That's right, David. We've had early voting for a few elections here in New York since November of 2019. But interestingly, this year, the polls actually opened a little bit earlier this morning. The polls opened at 8 a.m. for early voting today. You have options of voting from today through October 31st, Halloween. I hope people go to vote in costume if they go. There are actually 106 early voting sites across the city, but a really important note is you can't just go anywhere. You are assigned to a specific early voting site, just like you're assigned to a poll site on Election Day. However, it's likely to be different from the site that you vote on Election Day. So to find out where you go, visit vote.nyc. There's a poll site finder right on that website. It'll tell you exactly where you need to go to vote during early voting. And also the hours are different each day. So you got to check that before you go out.
Early voting runs through Halloween. Are you going to be allowed to vote in costume on the 31st? Is there any guidance for poll workers from the Board of Elections on that?
Well, I don't think that they I don't think that they've given explicit Halloween guidance.
Okay.
But in terms of COVID protocols, there is guidance from the Board of Elections that they do need to be wearing masks. Poll workers are trained, and that's in their training manual. Unlike some other city workers that are going to be subject to a new vaccine mandate from Mayor de Blasio, poll workers are actually not subject to that, the Board of Elections has told me, because they are considered temporary workers, but they are supposed to be wearing masks.
And those masks could be entirely different, I suppose, on the 31st. Now, let's talk about schools. Early voting is happening in schools once again.
Yeah, so it's become sort of an issue each year during early voting in particular that several schools are being used for early voting, 24 out of the 106 this time. There have been complaints from parents, from school administrators, from lawmakers that they should be finding other buildings in the city for poll sites. But unfortunately, under current state election law, schools are the only buildings that have no option to opt out if the city Board of Elections designates them a poll site. They can ask lots of other places. A big thing that has happened recently is some of the city's marquee cultural institutions, like the Met Museum, agreed when asked to serve as poll sites. They are going to be a poll site again this election. But there are several other locations that, when asked, have said no, they cannot. And then that puts the burden back on schools.
Because schools are the only place where they can insist on it happening.
Exactly. Now, State Senator Liz Krueger has a bill that would address this in future elections. It's already passed the state Senate. We're going to see if it picks up any momentum when lawmakers go back to Albany in January. But one of the things this highlights is how much differently New York City runs early voting compared to the rest of the state.
Hmm. Well, how does the rest of New York handle early voting? What do they do that's different?
Well, David, if you were going to go vote early anywhere outside of New York City here in New York State, you would have the option to go to a county-wide vote center, meaning you could go to a location anywhere in the county. They decided against doing that approach here in New York City when the law was first passed in 2019. And since then, officials from the Board of Elections have pointed to a series of technical limitations with their electronic poll books. They have some interference and they can only have a certain number of them, which prevents having you know, larger sites and potentially could, you know, create longer lines, et cetera, issues that we've seen. And so they say they need these multiple locations to be able to address that. Now, election reform advocates say that the city is basically kind of leaning on this loophole in the law as an excuse. And they really want to see the city move to something that is more like what the rest of the state does in the near future to make it easier for voters. You know, so a voter could potentially vote if they lived in Brooklyn, anywhere in Brooklyn, or possibly at some point anywhere in the city. But that's not the rule yet. So check your early voting site before you go.
All right. Well, in New Jersey, the governor and the state legislature are on the ballot. And well, as voters are making their final decisions, early voting is already happening this morning. But there is another mayoral debate coming up this week in New York City, right?
That's right. If you didn't get enough on Wednesday night of Brooklyn Borough President,
you can come back for some more.
Eric Adams, the Democrat, and Republican Curtis Sliwa going back and forth for an hour. Will you have another opportunity on Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on WABC and Univision. So it should be an interesting conversation. I think what we saw in this first debate was Eric Adams, you know, the presumed front runner, trying to not engage too much, stuck to some of his policy positions that he's already laid out, didn't want to make a ton of news, although it did fall on the same day that Mayor de Blasio announced his new vaccine mandate for city workers. And that was one of the clearest distinctions between these two candidates. Adams very much says he supports it, although he would have enacted it differently. Sliwa is opposed to it because he thinks that the city could potentially end up having to bench more uniform workers, particularly police and fire, that would put the city in a vulnerable position. Will be interesting to see if Mayor de Blasio makes another big announcement on Tuesday for them to react to that night, and to what extent they make their closing arguments.
If Mayor de Blasio times an announcement for another debate day, do we have to read the tea leaves there into meaning that he's really wanting to keep his name in the mix there as we think about future governors?
I think that that's a very fair question, David. Certainly, we know that these are both mayoral candidates who made issues of public safety central to their campaigns. And the extent to which Mayor de Blasio is envisioning a future run for office, potentially as soon as a June primary for governor, the last thing he wants is to be dogged by candidates who have described the city as out of control and unsafe and needing to be saved when you're trying to make your pitch to an entire state that you are the best person to lead.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And for more information on the election, including everything you need to know about early voting, go to Gothamist.com. Election Day is November 2nd.